It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, July 19th, 2009. I am Ragnar Dennis Jolden. You have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of pirate radio and free media here. We not a lot of pirates in the news, actually, for the last few weeks, but we do have a bunch of good stuff from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum posting on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. I got a bunch of really good off-air recordings for you this week, some other odds and ends, and some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dennisjold.
How's everybody doing this week? Yeah, I know. I didn't make it here last week. I had other issues to attend to. Yeah, my house, it was falling down around me. Not a good scene. The contractors show up Tuesday. Okay, this show is going to be a bit of an experiment. I am using the new beta for Audacity. That's what I record the Pirates Week with every week. Audacity, it's a freeware audio recording and manipulating software package. The new beta is out, and let's see if I can crash it. It's got a lot of new tools that I'll probably never use, but it does seem to be stable. That's the new beta for Audacity. From, I believe it's SourceForge is the people that put out Audacity. Yeah, I know, like I said in the beginning, it's that time of year again. It's summer, and I do tend to take a lot of time off in July and August. I'll probably be gone next week again, and probably every other week, probably for the next month or so through July and August. But I did notice last week that Evil Elvis in Disgraceland, he's got his website, Disgraceland. He's got his radio streaming on the website. Really cool. Cool little player on the website. I may actually have to get that player for the Gulch. But now, not only do you have the Gulch to use as a resource for a live shortwave listening, you also have Evil Elvis's radio over there at Disgraceland. Check him out. That's really kind of cool. Actually, I really like that player that he's got on the website. A lot cleaner than what I have so far on the Gulch. I was listening to DXing with Cumbre this morning. Chris Lobdell, the Pirate King, on his Pirating with Cumbre segment. Hey, if you don't listen to Chris, you probably want to check him out. He's been doing this program a hell of a lot longer than I have been doing the Pirates Week. The show actually may lag a week or two, not as updated as mine, but he does go through all the pirate logs and plays a recording, typically longer and usually better fidelity from what I do play for my off-air stuff. This week was back-to-back shows with KUSA, a bit of Thinking Man Radio, and CHKN. You can check out Chris at DXing with Cumbre, a really good show, Pirating with Cumbre, Chris's little segment on DXing with Cumbre. Hey, and if you haven't noticed yet, the archives for Alan Wiener Worldwide are gone. As well as the rest of the WBCQ audio archives, I looked over there to grab the latest Alan Wiener Worldwide, and you just get a big error page. Seems to me I remember that all the audio stuff was being hosted on the 11RNI servers, which would make sense after last week. Johnny Lightning is no longer on WBCQ. Cracker was doing RNI, Radio New York International, over on Area 51 last week. Really good show, Cracker. I enjoyed it. But I didn't get a chance to record Alan this last week, and I believe the show Alan Wiener Worldwide is re-aired sometime during the week. If I can find out when, I will catch it for rfprograms.com. I tend to put up all kinds of good radio-related programs on rfprograms.com. Alan's show is there typically every week, and going to have to find out where I can get a hold of this last week's at. Okay, I'm starting to ramble, so let's get into the rest of the show. Let's get into some pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, the first news item I have is not really pirate related, but it is something that is probably near and dear to all your hearts. Passport to World Band Radio may be going away. This is from the Shortwave Central blog. Lawrence Magd, the publisher of Passport, reports that the 26th edition of Passport to World Band Radio is being held in limbo. Despite this, for now, they are continuing to maintain the WorldScan database and uphold all the proprietary material. Among other things, this should help for an orderly return to production of Passport under IBM. Aegis, or otherwise, should conditions allow. That news announcement coming from the publisher of Passport to World Band Radio, the resource that most loggers use for shortwave listening. It's being held in limbo and not sure if it will be continue to be published. The big story this week that jumped out from my news bots with the headline, WFRE interrupts radio frequencies across the United States. Yeah, that certainly got my attention. The article went on to report that WFRE, We Free FM Pirate Radio, interrupted radio frequencies across the United States last night in an aim to express the inalienable right to have freedom of speech. With a Miami, Florida dateline, it reported that a coordinated group of high-tech revolutionaries were able to successfully infiltrate several radio networks across the nation with an urgent bulletin. It is not yet known exactly how long of a transmission was broadcasted, but the FCC is currently investigating their occurrence. It seems that several translator stations were used in order to accomplish this important security breach that has alerted even the White House. More important was the message, which was broadcasted without any censorship. So far, only one group of individuals have stepped forth in connection to this investigated incident. AALikes, a New York City-based rap group with a RBG affiliate, has admitted their involvement and have compiled several audio clips that were broadcasted last night for a rebroadcast and international distribution. Yeah, something smelled odd on that little news clip. Well, actually, the blatant lack of duplicate news stories from such a momentous occurrence in the radio bands. So right now, it looks to me like this is a cleverly disguised press release of the hip-hop artist AALikes and their new album. Hey, my hat's off to the creative publicist for throwing out that pirate radio news bulletin that really got my attention this week. But apparently, I don't think that actually happened. I think it's just some hip-hop hype for AALikes. But hey, kudos for the publicist, man. That's creative. Taking a look over at the blogosphere from the free 103.9 newsroom is a call out for audio art. Now, New Adventures in Sound invites artists to submit works on the theme home for their consideration for their 2010 future programming of the annual Deep Wireless Sound Travels and Sound Play Festivals produced by the New Adventures in Sound in Toronto, Canada. Links in the show notes, of course, but I think there may be somebody in this audience that could submit some really killer stuff from the pirate radio side of the spectrum. That's the Deep Wireless Festival from the New Adventures in Sound Art in Toronto, Canada. That's an annual festival, kind of a big deal up there in Toronto. Very cool. Maybe someone from this audience, some really talented people out there in the pirate radio bands that could do some fantastic sound art to submit to their festival. Continuing on, Jennifer Waits of the Spinning Indie blog wrote an expose of a new micro-powered radio station in San Francisco, FCC Free Radio, located in a secret South of Market location. FCC Free Radio is a micro-power community radio station that is broadcasting both online and on 107.3 FM without a license from the FCC. According to their website, they believe that in the U.S., the government has granted emergency authority for broadcasting to operate without a license during a time of war, including the current war against terrorism. The station has been on air since January 24th and has, although the studios have been recently built, they have a live show from their current studio that took place on May 30th. Broadcasting on 107.3 FM in San Francisco, California, they are transmitting with a Ramsey 150 driving the transmitter is an Optopod 3200 on a tower, three-quarter wave, high-gain, 6.3 decibel, collinear, omnidirectional antenna. Hey, shout-out to the new LPFM, FCC Free Radio out there in San Francisco. Though, I'm trying to remember the news thing from about a year ago. Somebody else was claiming to be able to broadcast without a license due to the authority with broadcasting during wartime, and I can't remember the station. It's a very well-known station that was doing that, and I believe they went to court on that and lost. You may want to look into, if you're doing it under LPFM Part 15, that's cool, but I don't think you're going to get much cover from broadcasting during a time of war. Seems to me that has been tried just in the last year or so. I don't remember the station. Was it Radio Brattleboro? It was like a year or so ago. Anyways, trying to broadcast using the cover as broadcasting in the time of a war without an FCC license is not going to go very far with the FCC.
FCC Free Radio, 107.3 FM and FCCFreeRadio.com.
FRN Forum postings.
Well, with that, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some more of the relevant postings about pirate radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network. That's frn.net/vines. Gorgar posts an open question to Evo Elvis. Gorgar is wondering about his SDR and how it's connected to his computer. I think Gorgar is getting a little SDR envy. Wants one himself. Shorty notes hearing a number station on 6933. Beans replies that they've been using that frequency for decades. They are also using 6913, 6959, and 6940, a few others close by. Lex gives a heads up to the late night pirates using 6930 and 6935. Since V2, the number station over on 6933 splatters worse than WYFR does, sometimes up to 15 kilohertz in either direction. Phantom posts a link to Indiana Radios, a antique radio site. Gristle also mentions the Paragon video site. Over in the workshop forum this last week, QRP shows us in pictures how to make an inverted dipole antenna out of hair care products. Really? Hair care products? Check out the link. Doctor Who has issues with his BFO on his DX440. JTA thinks he's blown his front end. Yeah, that sounds dirty over there, John. Over in Alt Radio Pirate, Bering Dingo is pimping Rocket Radio's tribute to Pirate Offshore Radio. That's rocketradio.net/pirate. I think I've mentioned them before, that they're definitely worth a second look. Good site, rocketradio.net/pirate. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 701, July 17th, 2009, edited by myself. Pirate stations being logged this week include the stations of All Aboard Radio, CJ Radio, Downtown Radio, Captain Morgan, Dead Cat Radio, KUSA, Long Range Radio, Outhouse Radio, Radio Appalachia, Radio Casablanca, Radio Free Mars, Radio Gaga, Radio Marlene, WBNY, Wee Monkey Radio, Wolverine Radio, XXP, and YRTK, Your Right to Know Radio. All stations being logged this last week. And stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of everyone. Every pirate radio station on the planet this week sent out QSLs. I myself got two QSLs for broadcasts I didn't even log. Hey, I'm not complaining, though. They're all appreciated. Very cool. Actually, let's see if we can go down through this list, because there is a ton of QSLs flying this last week. Outhouse, Your Right to Know, Casablanca, KUSA, Radio Marlene, All Aboard Radio, Captain Morgan, Radio Gaga, Liquid Radio, WEAK, XXP, and even the latest in the ever-expanding station of the Rhino Radio Network, Polka Dot Rhino Radio, sent out QSLs this last week.
Hello, you fucking slob. This is Grasscutter. Yeah, yeah.
And Sunshine Radio.
And we enjoy listening to the Pirate Fleet podcast with Ragnar Danjold.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Grasscutter and Sunshine. Hey, haven't heard them on the air lately. Hey, put something out, man. We kind of miss you out here on the pirate bands. Okay, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings. But before we do, like sometimes we do, let's click on the radio here and see if anybody is on air. Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can tune that in. Six 925 upper sideband. Taking a quick look over to the FRN. Voice of the Robot. Voice of the Robot. 6925 upper sideband. Sunday morning, 1240 UTC. All right, a little bit of early morning pirate action on the shortwave bands. Voice of the Robot. All right, very cool. Nice to see somebody on air early in the morning. That's cool. Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings, and I got a few of them for you this week. We're going to start off with Outhouse Radio, 6925 upper sideband, 2150 UTC, the 13th of July, SINPO, not that great, 25322. Start off by playing an old instructional audio tape, I guess, of how to use Citizens Band Radio, then drop the needle on a bunch of music. Didn't get the ID in this recording, but it's really nice to hear some vinyl being played on air. This is Outhouse Radio dropping the needle on some old vinyl. Using his Perseus SDR in a Wellbrook antenna loop, evil Elvis down in Disgraceland caught CJ Radio, 6925 upper sideband, 2330 UTC, the 14th of July. Pretty decent SINPO on it, playing a bunch of music from the punk band The Circle Jerks. I guess that's what CJ stands for, The Circle Jerks. Take a listen to CJ Radio. And I have something just a little bit different for this next one. Not a pirate broadcast per se, but a heckler. This week, Evil Elvis caught this jerkwad telling the pirates to get off the air and get a haircut. 6925, July 15th, round 0400. This went for almost an hour, but I'm only going to give you a few seconds of this twit. Take a listen to the heckler on 6925. Lex down in Texas using his Palstar R30C with some magnet wire strung around his ceiling for an antenna. He caught WEAK, Weak Radio, 71709, 6930 upper sideband. WEAK was on air from 0330 to 0650. This is from the beginning of this marathon broadcast. Take a listen to WEAK. And finally, I got one for you, KUSA. I recorded off the ICOM PC-1000, KUSA 6925 upper sideband last night, the 18th of July, 2300 to 2330, with a whopper signal, 45434. Lots of funny parody songs, and he just went on and on. Take a listen to a powerhouse station, KUSA.
Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone?
I do have a couple other radio things that you may find of interest. From SW Listener on Twitter is a free PDF book on how to manage a radio station. Links in the show notes if you, if you want your own radio station and you want to know how to manage one. Here's a free PDF book on just how to do that. And hey, have you checked out PropNet? PropNet.org, PropNet.org. Great idea, and would probably be really useful if we could get a couple hundred more hams that would use it. It's real-time propagation logged into a Google map, just not a lot of activity on PropNet.org. Interesting site, really cool, ideal, and has a 40-meter area. I just wish more people would be on that 40-meter area on PropNet. It would be very useful to some other people that like to play just below the 40-meter ham band. Well, I'm about to get out of here this week, and what do you know? The new Audacity beta version is still holding in there. It seems to be pretty stable for recording, too. No show next week, probably. Not sure if I'm going to be able to do a show between... got to go out and take a look at the side of my house, see if my chimney's still there. Yeah, more maybe I'll post pictures on the blog, on my personal blog. But having some renovations done around the house and wasn't really all that planned. But probably no show next week. If I can get up to my cabin, I'm going to do that. If not, I'm going to be probably working on a chimney. So, hey, I'm going to get out of here this week. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned that a passport to World Band Radio is foundering. We also learned the Bay Area of San Francisco has a new low-power FM station, FCC Free Radio. We also learned QSLs are flying electronically these days, and there is a whole bunch of them out there flying. And finally, we learned that I'll even read a news story that really isn't, just to get material for the Pirates Week. That's it, gang. I'm out of here. I'll see you, if not next week, the week after that. Till then, as always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.